Good morning. A gorgeous start to the day across interior New York and New England as high pressure is building in behind that front that brought clusters of showers and thunderstorms through the region yesterday. The front is clearing off the coast, and as the west-northwest breeze kicks in, humidity levels are dropping this morning. So a pleasant morning and afternoon expected with mostly sunny skies and a few fair weather clouds with low humidity and that nice northwest breeze, highs will be in the 70s to around 80. As we get into the night tonight, the winds will go calm with high pressure overhead, skies will be clear, and temperatures will drop pretty quickly after sunset. Readings will be in the lower to mid-50s on average by sunrise with some 40s across the higher terrain. This will set us up for another pleasant day tomorrow with that same high dominating and keeping it dry. We'll have plenty of sunshine. Humidity stays low even as temperatures climb into the lower 80s. On Thursday, the heat makes a comeback, but the humidity stays down. And with a mix of sun and clouds, highs will be around 90. On Friday, we'll track the next front our way from the north and west that'll slice through the region during the afternoon. We'll have scattered showers and thunderstorms along and ahead of the front, not an all-day rain, with temperatures topping out in the upper 80s. Behind the front, a bit lower humidity on Saturday, still well up into the 80s with sunshine during the afternoon, and the heat and humidity return for Sunday and Monday, with highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s with the chance of a thunderstorm on Monday afternoon. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a front extending from the mid-Atlantic coast across the lower Ohio Valley to the mid-Mississippi Valley and into the upper Midwest will slowly sink southward today. Showers and thunderstorms will develop along and ahead of the front, and some of the storms could be strong to severe with gusty winds the primary risk. Meanwhile, hot and very humid conditions will push the heat index to well over 100 degrees across a large portion of the central and southern states this week. Excessive heat watches, warnings, and heat advisories are in effect for much of the plains, Mississippi Valley, Midwest, and southern states right on through the weekend. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility in fog, 45 degrees, with a west wind at 37 miles per hour, gusting to 43. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 57 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly sunny skies, 65 degrees, the dew point 54, 68% relative humidity, a west wind at 13 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.05 inches, and it is rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 116 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 28 at Chemult, Oregon, and Old Faithful, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny in the mid to upper 80s, Boston mostly sunny in the lower 80s, and in Buffalo, sunny skies with highs in the mid 70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 86 degrees, the low 66, the average temperature 76, that's 4 degrees above normal. 0.03 of an inch of precipitation yesterday, for the month now 3.16 inches, which is 0.77 of an inch above normal. And 16.23 inches for the year, which is 4.73 inches of precipitation below normal. There were 11 cooling degree days in Albany yesterday. For the month now, 160. That's 37 above normal. And 378 cooling degree days for the season, which is 107 above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 83 degrees. The average low, 62. The record high, 97, set in 1904. And the record low, 47, in 1875. Sunrise this morning was at 5:34 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:28 p.m. 14 hours and 54 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny, breezy, and pleasant today with highs in the upper 70s. Clear and comfortably cool tonight with lows in the upper 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny, breezy, pleasant today with highs in the lower 80s. Clear and comfortably cool tonight, lows in the upper 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny, breezy, pleasant today with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Clear and comfortably cool tonight in the upper 40s and lower 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny, breezy, and pleasant today with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Clear and comfortably cool tonight, lows in the lower 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly sunny, breezy, and pleasant today with highs right around 80. Clear and comfortably cool tonight, lows in the lower to mid-50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, beautiful, lower 80s with low humidity. A mix of sun and clouds, hot, low humidity on Thursday near 80. More humid Friday with a shower or thunderstorm possible, otherwise partly sunny, upper 80s. Mostly sunny, mid to upper 80s Saturday. Lower 90s with more humidity Sunday. And a chance of a shower or thunderstorm Monday back into the upper 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.